The calendar is sprinkled all over with many Yamin Tovim. Ben Zoche scattered throughout to have Tu Bishvat and Tu B'Av and this year Purim Katan. And this week of Sphira, the week of Hod, we are Zoche to two such Yamin Tovim, Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer, two mini Moadim. So we could ask the question, what's the correlation between these 2 days? And why do they both fall out during the week of Hod? Now everyone's aware that the yard site, the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon, is Lag BaOmer. What people are not as familiar with is that the great Tana Rabbi Meir, Hilula, is on Pesach Sheni. In less than a week, apart from each other, we have two quasi Yamin Tovim coinciding with the artists of two of the greatest Tanaim. It's unimaginable to truly capture the essence of a tzaddik. It's impossible to consolidate their accomplishments and their hashkafas achayim in just a few words. That being said, allow me to depict at least one area about which both Rabbi Meir and Rashbi had focused their efforts. Svar Makadoshim described the nature of Pesach Sheni as it relates to the Derech Avoda. What should our personal focus be on a day like Pesach Sheni? And they explained that it's a day of tshuva. Today of tshuva for those who are B'derech HaChoka and for those who are Tamei L'Nefesh. As Pesach Sheni serves as a second chance for those who missed Pesach Rishon because they were B'derech HaChoka or they were Tamei L'Nefesh, so too Pesach Sheni is a second chance for everything else, all other areas of Torah, not only Pesach Rishon. The day of tshuva for those who are Tamei L'Nefesh and for those who are B'derech HaChoka. But it's also a day of tshuva for those who are not so B'derech HaChoka and not Tamei L'Nefesh, for those who feel very close. Yet they have certain midos that are Derech HaChoka, certain midos that are Tamei L'Nefesh. This is the essence of Rabbi Meir, bringing everyone closer, finding every aspect of a person and making them whole. There's a well-known segula when looking for a aveda, a lost object. And the segula states that one should recite to the Medrash invoking Elokad Meir Aneni, allow the God of Rabbi Meir to open my eyes to find that lost object. Rabbi Meir had an incredible koach of Hashavas Aveda, of finding lost objects, opening up one's eye. But not only Hashavas Aveda of that which is physical, of losing physical objects, but more importantly of that which is spiritual. One who's missing spiritual aspects. Rabbi Meir is able to bring back those who are lost and those who are distant and those who are tainted. Rabbi Meir's very name means to bring light, to be Meir. Rabbi Meir symbolizes the ability to make someone shine and bring them closer and returning the Hashavas Aveda to Yiddishkeit. That's the essence of Rabbi Meir. And that's the essence of Pesach Sheni. The Rashbi follows along the same theme. Rashi in Parshas Emor teaches us that the concept of Lehazir Gedolim Al Katanim, that adults must warn the children about the halachas of Tumah, among all other halachas in the Torah, all other dinim in the Torah. The Svar Makadoshim offers a slightly different interpretation, however. Lehazir does not only mean to warn and to discipline. It also comes from the word Zohar, which means to shine bright. The Gedolim should be mazir the Ketanim. The adults should make the children shine bright. The Gedolim, the great ones, should make the Ketanim, those who are small and distant, and those who are Derech HaChoka, shine bright. One can be mechanich by saying what the child does wrong or by saying what the child does right. The Rashbi, the author of the Zohar, was all about making the child shine. He was about telling the child what he is doing right. The Rashbi dedicated his life finding the hidden greatness buried within each neshama, being mazir, the godless within each katnas, with each katan. The Gemara and Medrash are laced with various statements from Rashbi and Halacha, which magnifies this point so very clearly about how Rabbi Shimon dedicated his life to being mazir, gedolim al katanim. And one such daf actually chanced upon the daf Yomi cycle just last week. The Gemara Mechoras Daf Lamed Amud Beis is describing the halacha of an Amaretz, an ignorant person who wants to take upon himself halachas of keeping tumah, which would earn him a title of being a chaver. And the Tanakhama makes the following distinction, that an Amaretz had been unknowingly preserving the halachas of Tara in his home, we would appoint him a chaver immediately and then teach him all the various halachas and details. If, however, as an Amaretz he was not observing the proper conduct, then we would first teach him the halachas and then induct him as a chaver. Comes along Rabbi Shimon to teach us that bein kach, we instate him as a chaver first. Whether or not his previous conduct was in line with halacha or not, we first call him a chaver. And only afterwards do we teach him the relevant halachas. Rashbi is teaching us that once a person wants to be great, he is great. The Rashbi spent his life being lahazir gedolim al ketanim, finding the Zohar, the shine within each precious neshama. And for this reason, the Rosh Tevos of lahazir gedolim are lag. Lahazir gedolim. Lag ba'omer. The Hilula Rashbi. Pesach Sheni, the Hilula Rabbi Meir, is on the 29th of the Omer, which is Chesed Shebahod. It begins the week of Hod. Lag ba'omer is on Hod Shebahod. Hod means beauty, Hod v'Hadar. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon found the beauty within each every single Yid. They were Meir, they were Mazir, each Jew with incredible Hod, light, and shine. The Pasuk in the Torah describes a woman as a Nida, she's called a Dava. Dava is a language of one who's contaminated and distant from their husband, one who is Tamei and Derech Rechoka. But when one unscrambles the letters of Dava, you get the letters, the same word, the word Hod. The means of Hod is to find the beauty in those people and in those midos that are Tameh and Derech Rechok. Rabbi Meir is Meir the Hod, Rashbi is Mazir the Hod. If you take the Gematria of Meir Hod plus the Gematria of Mazir Hod, you get 543. This equals exactly the Gematria of Tameh plus Derech Rechok. We should be zocheh to find the Hod Shebahod, the glory of glories, the beauty of beauty, in the rebuilding the base of Migdash and returning the Hod to its place with the Gula Shlema Ba'amitas Mehera Meinu Amen V'Amen. Have a good Shabbos.